not contacted the White House. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. The Biden administration says Israel has not provided them with a plan for its expected invasion of Rafah.
With reports Israeli forces could soon enter Rafah in southern Gaza, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Israel has not provided a comprehensive plan for the security of more than a million Palestinian civilians.
We've expressed our concerns with a major ground invasion in Rafah. We've been very clear about that, which would have significant risk against civilian casualties.
Jean-Pierre also stressed Hamas needs to accept a ceasefire deal that would see fighting paused for several weeks and release of the hostages from Gaza. Jordan's King Abdullah, a key U.S. partner in the region, is scheduled to meet with President Biden in Washington next week.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. This is pro-Palestinian protests continue at college campuses around the country. In New York City, some schools have called in the police for assistance.
New York police officers cleared tent encampments at two college campuses this morning, arresting 57 protesters at New York University and at a nearby liberal arts college called the New School, as pro-Palestinian protesters chanted in the background. The New School student newspaper reporting that faculty members voted in favor of a resolution urging the university to divest from companies that support Israel.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. Weeks of heavy rains in the Houston area leading to water rescues and evacuation orders.
I have signed a disaster declaration for Harris County effective immediately.
Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo, no injuries or deaths have been reported. A New Hampshire jury has awarded a former resident of a youth detention center $38 million after finding the state liable for abuse. David Meehan's suit was the first of more than 1,100 to be filed, though by law, his award will be lowered to $475,000. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Funeral services held for one of the four law enforcement officers killed in Charlotte, North Carolina this week.
31-year-old Josh Ayer was among the four officers killed when serving a warrant as part of a fugitive task force earlier this week in Charlotte.
I must say, when I was with him, I felt very safe. He was an excellent police officer, and those of you that know him know that he was always vigilant.
Pastor and law enforcement chaplain Lonnie Klaus gave the invocation at his funeral and said he had the pleasure of knowing Ayer personally.
A humble hero who would cringe at all these accolades and everything that has happened as the family is nodding.
Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Chief Johnny Jennings recognized Ayer's wife and parents, and he praised Ayer and thanked all officers who still put on the uniform every day, even knowing they may not make it home. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A former government employee charged with repeatedly submitting fake tips to the FBI that several of his co-workers in the intelligence community were part of the Capitol riot. Miguel Eugenio Zapata was arrested on a charge that he made false statements to law enforcement. Some Britney Spears fans are taking to social media to show their concern.
Pop star Britney Spears making headlines in West Hollywood. Photographed, leaving the famed hotel Chateau Marmont, disheveled, wrapped in a blanket and holding a pillow after an ambulance was called, though it's unclear who it was called for. Page Six reporting she'd gotten into a fight at the hotel with her boyfriend, who used to work as her housekeeper but was allegedly fired after his rap sheet came to light. Spears then posting and deleting something on Instagram about fake pictures and later writing on Instagram, "I'd twisted my ankle and paramedics showed up at my door illegally." The incident comes a short while after the settlement of Spears' divorce from third husband Sam Asghari.
Fox's Lillian Wu. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.